Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm Petia Kolibová, a mind, body, and soul transformation guide, meditation teacher, fitness and wellness expert, self-love junkie, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I will be offering an interview or idea that will support you to build a strong mindset and confidence to leave behind your past suffering, enjoy the present moment, and create the life you deserve. I will take you on a journey of self-discovery by elevating your energy and connecting with your soul while offering simple steps and tools you can use right now to create a healthy and empowered life you love. Hi everyone, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Be Strong Minded. My today's guest is a storyteller at heart. And for those who don't know Nikki Chopra, her passion is helping people to put the oxygen mask on themselves first, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, so they can be the best version of themselves for the people they love, community they serve, and the world they seek to change. And you will see the change after this interview too. Welcome, Nikki. Thank you so much for making the time to be here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited. It's such a pleasure and an honor.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, we were chatting just a little bit before we went live, and I was just telling you how excited I am always to be talking with the world changers, with the people who wake up with a purpose on their heart. Because too often we wake up in the morning and we go through the same routines, through the same motions, through the same people, and we are expecting different results. So I'm wondering, how have you created the life that you are passionately excited to wake up to?
I love that question. And as I'm sure you know, it's not something that you realize you want for yourself. Most of us come into this world and have very action-oriented goals of who we want to be and what we want to accomplish, and a checklist of accomplishments that we aspire for. And certainly I'm not different in that regard. I wasn't different. I'm originally from India, and I spent 5 years in New York, you know, chasing my version of the American dream, and quickly realized that working on Wall Street was not something that I wanted to do long term. And so I came across the country, got an MBA. Again, you know, that checklist of accomplishments continued, and started working in the fundraising sector. Again, thinking, okay, now I'm making a difference in people's lives, but it still was a list of accomplishments. It still was something to add to the resume. And I'm listening to a book on Audible called Present, Not Perfect, and the author escapes me. But you know, she talked about how a lot of times you have to reach a certain rock bottom or hit the ground hard before you start to rebuild your life. And that was definitely me. I was emotionally and physically and spiritually completely burned out. I didn't know which way I was up. I felt like I was phoning it in as a wife and, you know, as a partner, and really not doing any justice to the people in my life, the people that I cared for or claimed that I cared for. And this is when I started to take serious stock. I was this whirling dervish of activity, frenetic activity. I've had bosses get mad at me because I spoke so fast, they couldn't keep up with what I was saying, you know, or that my train of thought would jump around from one place to the other, like this crazy Energizer bunny on steroids. And this is who I was. And I, you know, so now I call myself a recovering type A because this is not who I want to be. This was not how I wanted to live my life. And certainly this is not the model I wanted to represent to the children that I was raised, that I am raising, right? I'm raising a young girl to be a woman and a young man to be a man, a young boy to be a man. And how, what am I teaching them about what's good and right in the world? And so I think when you put this whole thing into this jumble, what came out of it for me was that I just had to put the brakes on hard. And I didn't know where to start. So I took stock of my life and I realized that I had overextended myself so much for everybody else. Because, you know, we love, as women in particular, I think we love to please others, right? We put ourselves last. I come from a culture where literally women put themselves last. Mm-hmm. So women still sometimes walk paces behind their men. My mom still will make sure everyone else is served before she sits down to eat her meal, right? I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to walk alongside my partner, alongside my kids, and I wanted to model that behavior in a way that was peaceful and joy-filled and blissful, honestly. Because ultimately, we do these things because we think that that'll give us happiness. But happiness just comes from being who we are, right?
That's so beautiful. And you know, I thank you so much for sharing it, because I'm trying to be quiet here when inside of me, I'm screaming like, yes, 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 yes. Absolutely. That's the way I was raised. You're from India, I'm from Czech Republic. And my grandma and my mom, they would clean the house. They would, you know, cook big meals, like for 5 people, they cook like for 20, and they would serve everybody. Everything was clean. I'm like, grandma, come to sit, come to sit. Yeah. No, we're like food is getting close. She was like, no, eat. I gotta finish this. And you are absolutely right. It's so beautiful that you're recognizing it and really saying it out loud, that especially we as a woman, we think that when we take care of everything on the outside and everybody on the outside, we will feel the peace and the accomplishment. And you know what happens? I can see it on my own mom still nowadays. She's frustrated. She's unhappy. She's looking for that appreciation in others. And it's annoying because she doesn't do it unconditionally. And I know she does it out of love, but it's not unconditional. She's like texting me the list of the things she did. Like, oh, I cleaned this, I cooked that, I did that. I'm like, go for you, mom. I'm running 2 businesses. I love you. And I don't give you my checklist, because she still till nowadays is looking for that approval and external happiness.
Yes, exactly.
And it's heartbreaking.
And it is. And this is sort of, it's almost like it's ingrained in our DNA, right? So if we are to break this cycle, if we are to change the course of our family tree, in essence, right? We want to change the direction and the shape of our family tree, then what we need to do is take ownership of this. And this is why the analogy of the oxygen mask is so powerful, because we are all programmed when we take a plane ride that we must put the oxygen mask on ourselves first before we tend even to the small children, right? Because otherwise you'll be dead, in essence. And so energetically, physically, spiritually, emotionally, we women tend to take the last dregs of the bottom barrel of the and scraping off the ends for ourselves. We can't take the first scoop of ice cream. We'll take the last one, right? We'll take the last bit of wine, not the first pour, because we have to do that for everybody else. So I'm very intentional about this. And I heard this phrase recently, pay attention to your intention. And your intention will be more powerful. It's great to have the intention. However, life happens. Our days go by. As you said, you're running 2 businesses. You know, I work as a fundraiser for a performing arts center, and I have my own home-based business. And I coach a lot of people in this way, not for money, just because I love to do this and give back. And I consult for fundraising. And by the way, I have 2 gorgeous children and a husband and a home. And, you know, so the checklist is endless. And this really struck me recently. When a man says, I'm tired, I'm going to bed, what do?
They go
to bed. When a woman says, I'm tired, I'm going to bed, she...
1 hour later. Yeah, it's... Absolutely. We take our time and it's like 1 hour later and we're still doing something. We don't take the time to really go to bed.
Well, when a woman says she's going to bed, she's tired, she goes into the kitchen, starts the dishwasher, gets the lunch boxes ready for the kids the next day, sets the morning table for breakfast, gets the clothes out, you know, gets stuff ready for the husband or the partner. In most cases, I know I'm stereotyping over here, but in most cases, this is the way. And then a full 35, 45 minutes later, she may allow her head to hit the pillow. And honestly, if this is how we are functioning, there are so many analogies. You can't pour from an empty cup. You can't run your car on empty. We take better care of our homes, our nails, our clothes get laundered and maintained on a regular basis than we do take care of ourselves. So that is my passion and mission, is to allow people and give permission. It's almost like you have to take permission, right?
Yes.
To take care of yourself first.
It's beautiful, because I still till nowadays, sometimes I have those moments where I text my best friend. I'm like, hey, I am feeling kind of like worn out. She was like, why don't you take a day off? And I'm like, thank you. That's what I've been thinking. Because still nowadays, there are moments where I am like, okay, I should be, you know, talking with my clients. I should be working on this. I should, you know, like, you still have those shoots. And it's then when you get that permission, and the best case scenario, give yourself permission to listen to what you truly need. Because I really love the analogy to put yourself oxygen mask first. I didn't understand that in the past. I was thinking that when everything around us is okay, we are going to be okay. What happens? We cannot control the outside circumstances. That's and right. Too often we are trying to control it. And more so if you're a type personality that you just have to have everything, you know, perfect and done and now, exactly. And now it's late.
Exactly.
So what have you done? What were some steps, exercises, or tools or practices that helped you to start recovering from being a type personality?
Thank you. That's a great question. I would say the first step was awareness, right? The first step is always awareness. We feel like we can do it all, that we're superhuman, that we're Wonder Women, that we're, you know, we want the Mom of the Year award. But in all of this, I think the thing that suffers the most is the very thing that we most want, right? Mm-hmm. Which is more time with the people we care about. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is more time and freedom to do the things we want to do with the people we care about the most, whether that's our family or our community or a part of the world. And it's a catch-22. You want more time, but you feel like you have to do more in order to get to that point. And so the first realization I had that I was doing life backwards was because you have this thing called, you know, I grew up believing that you had to do the things that you're supposed to do to be the person that you must be, to then have the things that you earned or deserve. When in actual fact, the first step is to be who you must be. After all, we are human beings, not human doings.
I say this all the time. I'm like, girl, this is the first time, I swear, we're talking together. And yes, if you would tune into my previous episodes, you're like me. You're yes, talking my language. Please keep going. And that's also my brand, Be Strong Minded, comes from being, because we are human beings.
Yes.
It's being present. It's being yes, true to yourself and your yes, values. So yes, I love your mindset. So please continue. Being.
So in essence, recognizing that we're human beings, and that part of that requires us to replenish our soul and to take care of ourselves, ultimately. So where it started for me was starting to scale back on where I said yes. And I can't tell you how hard that was to say no the first few times. But kind of like a muscle, it's something that you have to learn to develop. Otherwise, you sort of tie yourself into this knot. And the magical part of starting to say no is that certain relationships, certain, you could say even friendships, but maybe just acquaintances, kind of fall away. And the people that you're most attracted to or are in the same wavelength, if you will, start to kind of surround you, right? So they're more aligned with what you're trying to accomplish, and therefore it helps you because you see you see yourself as a reflection in their eyes or in their lives. And you feel like, oh yeah, that, like you and I are talking right now, it's the same thing. You know, we have never had a conversation before this, and yet I see in you what you see in me because you have it in yourself. Therefore, you can see it in me. So we attract, right? Like attracts like. So that's what happens. But it really starts, I have to say, after you kind of have the awareness. So step one is definitely the awareness. And for a lot of people, this is really hard, which is one of the reasons that I like to focus in on nutrition. It's an easy place to start because with nutrition, once you're starting to be aware of the food you're putting in your mouth, once you're aware that you're actually not sitting down to a meal, but eating it on the go or in your car, I can't tell you how many times I see people driving by and they have not just a protein shake or a bar in their hands, a full burger. And I've seen someone with a plate and a fork behind the wheel driving.
I've done it. I've been there. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. I did.
But you're saying you did. That's a path. We all start somewhere, right? So recognition of it and then making those little changes, nutrition being a really big one, because then becoming body aware and just becoming mindful of the foods you eat, it sort of helps you on this path. Intention being the big one, because if you are intentional, then all of these things sort of tie in very connectedly. You don't look at it as separate silos of your life, but you recognize that these are all parts of who you're being and who you're trying to be, right? So nutrition is a big one. Funny enough, hydration. Do you drink enough water? You know, I mean, we're supposed to drink half our body weight in ounces of H2O a day. So if you weigh 130 pounds, that means you should be drinking 65 ounces of water a day, whether it's in tea, whether it's in, you know, energy drinks, healthy energy drinks, whatever that case may be. But at least 40, 50 of those ounces should be actual water. Maybe you spike it with some lemon or lime juice, but it should be just H2O, you know? So that's another big one. A third really big one, and I know you're going to agree with me on this one, is sleep.
I agree on all of your saying. I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
You know, we think we can function on 4 hours of sleep or 5 hours of sleep. I have a lot of nutrition clients I'm currently coaching where when the weight doesn't come off in the respectable amount of time, where I know that they're watching what they're eating, they're drinking enough water, my next question to them is, how much do you sleep? Because I don't have any scientific proof on this, but I believe that the body retains weight as a protection mechanism.
There is a book about it, and I can find it later on, but there were done studies, you know, about it, because your body then it's in flight and fight mode, and it will store everything because it's scared, you know, like, when am I going to get fed again? You're tired. And when you're tired, automatically your body goes into the carbs and you're overeating to get the energy up, spikes down. Yes. Sleep is huge.
Yes, exactly. That's a really big one. The other one that for me, and I think for almost everybody that I've ever spoken to, that's a really big one, is taking quiet meditative time for themselves. And it may start with 5 minutes a day, but again, being intentional about those 5 minutes a day. You know, whether some clients I've had to start with deep breaths. Let's just practice taking a deep breath every time you get in and out of your car. One deep breath every time you step in and step out of your vehicle.
Would it be like a anchor? I think I heard of it before, like when you want to learn some new habit or something, you do it like when you grab your front door, when you go sit in your car. Yeah. So automatically you start doing it. It's amazing.
Exactly. So we start with the deep breathing if that's all they have the capacity for. But ultimately, my guidance to them, my invitation, because you know, it's always up to the individual to take the guidance and the advice, but ultimately it's their decision. So it's always that carve out that me time. And there's this great book, which I'm sure you've read, The Miracle Morning, and then there's Miracle Morning of so many different professions, right? And so I love that acronym that they use in the book, the SAVERS, S-A-V, ERS, silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing or journaling. So every single morning for the past many years now, I wake up a full hour and a half before my family by choice and take the first hour. As soon as I'm up, I brush my teeth to help me to wake up a little bit, and either I'll go for a walk right away, and it's pitch black, and it's so beautiful at that time of the morning because it's you and the universe, and there's no one else in the world. And it is a magical, magical time to be up, you know, that early. I choose to wake up at 4:45, so I'm out of the house by 5 o'clock. I love that time. So a short walk to kind of get you going so you don't sort of doze back to sleep when you're trying to meditate or read or journal. You know, just get the blood flow going a little bit. And then just take this time. Talk to the universe. Talk to the trees. I promise you, they won't think you're crazy. They will talk back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phrase, I'm sure you've, I don't know who says it, but prayer is when we talk to God, universe, divine source, and meditation is when God talks back.
Oh, I love that. And I didn't hear that.
So This, you know, even in walking, even in running, in whatever it is, the activity that makes you feel good, the physical activity, try and do it without listening to a podcast or a music or a book. I mean, I do a lot of that. I read, I listen to podcasts. I'm constantly working on myself. However, that morning walk or that morning time is just so pure and so sacred that if you can carve that out for yourself, even if it's 10 minutes a day, it truly is a game changer, is transformative. And I think if I had to put it down to one single thing, that would be it, that quiet time that you allow yourself to just be.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. I never heard that, you know, the prayer and the meditation. And absolutely, I can't live without my morning routine. Like I wake up, I meditate, I journal, I read the book, no phone, no nothing. It's just me. And I really love that you wake up so early. I'm not there yet. But I know that the best time to be outside, it's 20 minutes before the sunrise or sunset, because then the air, it's full of negative ions, and that's what really refills us and rejuvenates us. And, you know, like those full breaths through your nose and just looking at the nature and you with you. But, you know, Nikki, I remember there were times in the past I couldn't stand to be by myself.
Yes.
I couldn't stand to be alone. Yes. I felt empty. I feel lonely. I feel depressed. So let me ask you a question. If a stranger comes to you and say, Nikki, I really, really want to feel blissful and I want to be present for the people and the community that I love, but then I feel like I am not enough. I'm not doing enough. What would you tell them?
I love this question. It actually gave me goosebumps. We struggle with this one a big time, right? Like what we're doing in the world is not enough. And we need to do more, 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 which is what drives us to accomplish more and get another degree after our name or take another class or find another guru or another teacher, another mentor, always looking outside of ourselves. So here's my answer to that question. When you're in a room, and you have a light socket, like a power, right, strip, you know, just by looking at it, that if you plug something into that, an appliance, it will work because electricity is coursing through it. You don't see the electricity necessarily, but you know it's there. This level of access, this level of knowing is what we need to be able to bring into our very being, because universal consciousness is around us in that very same way. The same way that the sun touches everything without discrimination, even in the shadows, if the slightest chink of light, you can find the sun streaming through. And the way it smiles down on us, and I tell my kids, you know, of course we live in California, we have to apply sunblock. And I always tell them, if the sun can kiss you, you must apply sunblock. So that's my phrase to them. It's like, wherever the sun kisses you, you need to put sunblock on. But the point there is, it's everywhere. Same with universal consciousness and knowledge. We are too afraid to admit that we actually know everything we need to know.
It's so beautiful. And that's so incredibly empowering. And I really love the way you walk your talk. It's not just saying it. I know you're living it and you're helping many other people to live their truth and to really take care of themselves first, starting, you know, with the nutrition, the body, and then you go into the spirit. So I really love it. And this was incredible, Nikki. So I know that, like, I could be here with you hours and hours because I'm like, oh my gosh.
You're just barely scratching the surface.
My language.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm sure that my listeners will want more and more of Nikki. So where they can find you?
Well, I have a private Facebook group that I created a couple of years ago called The Breathing Space, which is, of course, named after, you know, putting the oxygen mask on yourself first. And everyone is more than welcome to find me that way. And it's basically, I think the Facebook handle is The Breathing Space CA, or I can send that to you if you'd like to include it. I did just put up, it's not complete and it's a work in progress, but I'm allowing myself the grace to let it be a work in progress, but it's out there in the world. And it's thebreathingspace.global. is the website. And ultimately, that'll be the resources for, you know, people like yourself and podcasts and recipes for quick and easy weeknight cooking. Because of course, that's the other thing we add to the list of things we want to be really good at, right? We want to feed our families nutritiously, but we want to do it in a short period of time. So just being efficient with our time. And at the same time, not losing sight of who we are as individuals, as women and men first. Human beings first, before we become the roles that we play, the mother, the father, the daughter, the son, the wife, the husband, the uncle, the aunt, the employer, the employee, right? The list is endless. But if you take care of you, then I can promise you this, that the version of you that the world gets to see will be the same. You'll be the same way with your kids, that you are with your friends, that you are with your employers or employees, that you are with your community. You don't have to have different masks.
Oh, that's so liberating. And like I said, I could keep talking and talking because I did a post on my Facebook about like how many masks we are really wearing and how tiring it is to be everything for everyone. You open the door and you're a different person, but who do you really are? Who are you? Yeah. When you're not everything for everyone. So I'm super excited. I will make sure to leave your Facebook group in the notes and also your website. And thank you so much for showing up, making the time. And this was incredibly valuable. Thank you so much.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for giving me this platform. It's really fun and enjoyable to be able to do this with people who get you.
Yes, definitely. And we will definitely stay in touch because I'm excited to see what you're creating in the world. You have a beautiful day, Nikki.
You as well. Take care.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create a space for the new exciting life that is on its way. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. Leave us honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really appreciated if you can help us on a journey to helping thousands and thousands of people.